Simon & Schuster Audio presents Separation of Power by Vince Flynn. Read by Ken Kleban.
Prelude. Dr. Irene Kennedy stood over the fresh mound of dirt and wept. It had been a small funeral, relatives and a few close friends. The others had already left the windswept cemetery and were on their way back into town for a light lunch at an aunt's house. The 40-year-old director of the CIA's counterterrorism center wanted to spend a few moments alone at the grave of her mentor. Kennedy lifted her head and wiped the tears from her eyes as she took in the landscape. She ignored the biting chill of western South Dakota and let it all out. This would be her last chance to grieve so openly for the loss of the man who had taught her so much. After this, it was back to Washington and perhaps the greatest test of her life. During Stansfield's final days, the director of the CIA had told her not to worry. He had made all the proper arrangements. She would take his place as the next director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Kennedy did not relish the confirmation process that awaited her. But what really had her worried was measuring up to her old boss. He was the greatest man she had ever known. Thomas Stansfield died on a cool fall morning, surrounded by his children, grandchildren, and Irene Kennedy. It was exactly as he'd wanted it to be. Just 2 weeks before his 80th year, he wanted to go no further. Those last few days he had sat in his leather chair, a calm haze of morphine dulling both his mind and the stabbing pain of the cancer that was ravaging his insides. He stared out the window as the last of fall's leaves fell. This was the final autumn.